Oh, he's going to be the old man. He's the kid. I know you're proud of the ball player he is, and you guys are connected very well to the point that every game you pitched in college, I believe, this year, you threw to him, and you guys are both. Tell me a little bit about that experience, both at the same college.
It was interesting, like, because I was never able to play with him just because of our age difference, and having the break I had and being able to go back and play more college, especially with him, it's, I don't know, it's fun. It's exciting to see him back there throwing signs at me every day, so it's pretty good.
Crown College, tell us what that's like for you, what it's been like for the two of you.
Oh, it's entirely different experience. It's very small, very rural, but definitely good to get away from everything and just appreciate what you don't have, you know, out there compared to here, yeah.
And getting to play some baseball. Now, I haven't talked to the coaches about this, but I get a feeling that it's a growth test for you. You haven't thrown to Kyle the last couple of times, and so how difficult has that been?
It's not really that difficult. The key is, with most catchers, is finding out where your pitches go the best. You know, if an inside fastball works better than the outside fastball, or throwing your curveball outside or inside or up and down, that sort of thing. When you work with a catcher for so long, they understand how you throw and what works the best. And then it's just learning that again with new guys.
Nice. The season has a lot of baseball left in it. And there have been a rough couple of games, this series particularly, games that you know you could have won. Maybe some would say you should have won. The bottom line is, what's the learning experience to this point, and what do you want the rest of this summer to bring to you as a ball player and, I guess, as a guy?
Well, the key is just consistency. You know, control what you can do and try not to do more than what you know you can do. That's about it.
Do you feel any extra pressure being one of the older guys on this team? You know, you have to lead by example. You, Tyler Thompson, I think are probably the two older guys.
I wouldn't say pressure, but I feel like everyone's a younger brother. And, you know, I'm kind of used to that part. So I just treat them all the same. Just show them, you know, the right way to do things and show them that the little things are that mean everything.
I appreciate you taking the time, man. Good luck the rest of the summer. Looking forward to seeing you toe that rubber many times in this summer ahead, summer collegiate baseball action. We've been speaking with Nick Schrodel, the pride of UPrep. And, of course, he's pretty much been the 1-2 starter. He and Eamon Velarde, I think, are front-ending that rotation right now. We'll be back with the starting lineups and more for tonight's finale of this series, the third in a four-game weekend homestand, if you were, as it were, and we'll have all those lineups and more when we come back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. Game three between these two teams. They will meet again next week, in fact, in Humboldt County. For the visiting B-52s, the Bombers, Eric Smelko out in center field to start the game. Cody Banks hits the second. He's at second base. Brian Orr, a teammate of the Colt 45 starter tonight in college, is their DH hitting third. Jeff Giacometti is at first base. The cleanup hitter, Braden Holliday, out in left, hits fifth. And Carter Koch is the shortstop, hitting sixth. Seventh hole, Antonio Carvalho at third base tonight. Matt Mascio, their catcher, hits eighth, and Mateo Hamm is out in right field. For the Colt 45, Tyler Thompson leads off. He's in center. Julian Kadama back with the club tonight after an illness kept him away from the team last night, so good to have that fresh blood out there in the lineup. He's at shortstop. Brendan Roop at third base in the three-hole. Tanner Tweet will bat cleanup. He's at first. Chris Booth, the DH, bats fifth. Jacob Machuca out in left field, Kyle Schroedel catching tonight, and Connor McCoy at second, Andy Baena. Baena out in right field. Tonight's game, the starting pitcher will be Jacob Marquez. We'll talk a little bit more about both those guys in a minute. The umpires for tonight's game, Oliver Gunn is behind the plate, and on the bases, Jason Davis will be calling the outs, fair and foul balls, and more in tonight's game. Dimensions of the ballpark here at Tiger Field, 320 to left, 310 to right, 406 to center, 358 and 370 to the power alleys. Now, let's hear Mia Rashid with the national anthem. We'll listen in from Tiger Field.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly seen. And the rugged red glare, the bombs burst in air, give proof that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
beautiful job on the national anthem tonight. We'll be back with the first pitch, Colt 45s and the Humboldt B-52s in just a moment. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Back at Tiger Field, beautiful night here in Redding, California, Shasta County. Thanks for joining us tonight. No clouds to speak of, a gorgeous night. Temperatures have dropped, not too hot today by our standards anyway. A beautiful night to be out at the ballpark. And still plenty of time to come out and join us wherever you are, if you can make it out. And either way, thanks for listening in on tonight's broadcast. On the mound for the Redding Colt 45s, Jacob Marquez. Marquez making his third start. His 1-1 record on the season and a 5.14 ERA has shown some signs of just of strength. He was a little sore after his last appearance in relief. He went four innings back on the 11th against the Lincoln Potters. I believe was his last start, and only gave up two earned runs, but didn't figure in the decision in that one. He's a right-hander out of Santa Rosa, and he stands in or standing in against him to lead off this inning is Eric Smelko. Smelko, a switch hitter, batting left against Marquez, takes the first pitch for a ball. Defensively for your Colt 45s, it's Tweed over at first base. Everybody on the right side has their glasses on because of the late day Sunfield. Next one misses up and away. Tweets over at first base. It's second, Connor McCoy. At shortstop is making his second start, Julian Kodama. Over at third base, Brendan Roop. The outfield left to right is Kyle Schrodel, Tyler Thompson, and in right field tonight, left field is Jacob Machuk. Center is Tyler Thompson, and out in right field tonight is Andy Bayena. Jacob Machuka is there. Schrodel is doing the catching with Marquez, who's quickly behind in the count 3-0, then gets a fastball over 3-1. Fastball, curve, change up, he'll throw a slider too. Good fastball, little guy, right-hander. Talk a little bit more about him. Gets the fastball going there. He's got some zip on his heater once he gets loosened up. Stands about 5'10". Tonight the Colt 45s are wearing the vests, the sleeveless jerseys. They're yellow, golden, with black sleeves. There's a 3-1, 3-2 pitch fouled out of play now. White piping and black sleeve, name of the team on front. The numerals on the back are white. They're wearing the white caps and the black bills and white pants. Hey, there's my friend Roman out at the ballpark tonight. That one was a 3-2 pitch, and Smoke Tape takes it for strike three. Smoko watches it. And so that's a good start for Marquez after starting out 3-0. That brings up Cody Banks, the second baseman. He's played in a couple of different spots defensively. He was over at third base. I think he's played short a little bit when they had to move some players around. Right-handed batter, so he stands in. Waits for the first pitch from Jacob Marquez. That one's fouled back. Banks was 2-for-5 last night with a couple of runs batted in. Juan Jacob, as I mentioned, 5'10", 160 pounds, out of Santa Rosa. Maria Carrillo High School. A lot of great players have come out of there. Fastball. He took a little changeup on that one. He's trying to get him to go fishing upstairs a little bit. It's 1-1. The boss, Bo, Rick Bassetti on the public address tonight. You'll hear his dulcet voice in the background tonight. 1-1 pitch. That was called strike two inside corner. The umpires tonight wearing their black camo, black and gray camo tops, not unlike the black and gray camo tops with the aquamarine trim on the numbers for the visitors, the Bombers. Bombers wearing gray bottoms as well, and they have a navy piping as well on their hat. Their hats are navy. They go by the Bombers or the B-52 Bombers. I know their fans have come up this weekend. Some of you may have had to go home and got to go back to work tomorrow. I'm glad you're listening in. We appreciate that. Big breaking ball from Marquez. That's a called strike three. So he's showing all his pitches right here, right now in the first inning, and got Cody Banks looking. Now, here's an interesting one because Brian Orr is one of those guys. He's batting third, who plays with Marquez in college. Pretty good Santa Rosa college club over there. First pitch from the little right-hander to his buddy, a fastball, just took it right, blew it right by him, 0-1. Orr was 3-for-5 last night with three runs batted in. They pounded out 18 hits last night and 13 the previous night. 0-1 delivery. Fastball, didn't miss by much, away. Expecting pretty good crowd tonight. It's, you know, Saturday. Great night to be at the ballpark. This one swung on, laced through the hole on the left side, base hit. Hit sharply. First hit of the game, of course. Two outs. Round one of the teammates goes to Orr. Man, he's liking the warm air here in Redding, that's for sure, with six hits and 11 at-bats now. That brings up Giacomini. Jeff Giacomini, the big first baseman, right-handed batter, 2-for-5 last night. On the season, Giacomini batting .278. No homers, a couple of runs batted in. He stands in, taps the plate with his bat, now waits. Pretty good lead over there at first for Orr. Yes, good wheels. First pitch is over for a strike. So after falling behind the first batter, 3-0, Jacob has worked the count a couple of times, but has been getting out in front. That's a good sign. Checks his runner at first. Good lead over there. Marquez has a good move to first, but not showing it yet. Orr would know that playing with him. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Of course, this time of night, sun field, some bright sun shining on all the outfield positions coming from the third base side as the sun sets behind our grandstands here. Ooh, waves at an off-speed changeup on the outside corner. Got the strikeout. So a stellar first inning for the right-hander. Jacob Marquez gets three strikeouts, a hit. He's stranded, no harm. As we go to the bottom of the first, Colt 45 is looking to draw first blood against the B-52s. This is KCNO 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the first inning, Colt 45's looking to get on top of the Bombers. Now, they've taken the lead on the Bombers each of the first two games in that series, and not to be ugly about it, but a lot of good that did them, right? They wound up losing those two games, so let's see if they can carve out something good to get it going. Tyler Thompson joins us, or stands in. He joined us earlier in this week on a pregame show interview. Had a couple hits last night, two runs batted in. Everybody just about had a hit last night for the Colt 45s. They scattered 11, left a lot of men on base. Left 18 on base last night, and that was what got them. That's what, in the end, proved to be their downfall. First pitch to Thompson, takes it for a ball, 1-0. We'll take a look at the Bombers in the field here in a second. Tell you a little bit about their right-hander on the hill. It's David Vogel, and Vogel you've seen out in the field and in the lineup for him. This is his third appearance of the season on the mound. Bounces one up there. He's going to go as far as is needed, his manager told me, because it's game three in a series. You know, that's when you start running out of pitchers in summer collegiate ball. So Vogel has thrown just 4 2/3 innings, a 5.79 ERA. No record yet. Swung on, bounced left side, past the diving third baseman into left field for a base hit. So Tyler Thompson gets it started by going the other way, just what the doctor ordered. Thompson, good speed, of course, at first, leads the club in steals with 9.
From Seattle University.
Julian Kadama going to stand in now, left-handed batter. Played just the one game for the Colt 45 since joining them earlier in the week. And was out with an illness last night. Glad to see him back in lineup for the Colt 45s. He had one hit his opening night out there playing shortstop. And with Peyton Edwards still nursing that knee injury, I think they're looking for consistency now. You'll see Kadama at short, Roop at third, and either McCoy or Peyton at second as this summer goes on. And some consistency, I think, would help all those guys defensively. They've had some struggles, and I think part of it is just they've had to move around so much, and they've had different combinations up the middle, and you know that is very much like an offensive line for a football analogy, and that you don't realize how much work goes into working together. Ball and a strike to count on Kadama. Again, left-handed batter. He wears a couple of white batting gloves out of Seattle University. We're still learning a lot, but he was an impact, really, really played quite a bit as a freshman at Seattle this year. one of three Seattle University players on the club. Swings, hits it pretty deep towards right center field. It'll stay in the park now, though, as their center fielder, Smelko, is able to get under it. Thought it might carry a little bit, but the flag just stopped blowing. I was thinking of the last couple of nights when it was really blowing out there to right field. And right now it is not waving at all. It's just resting on the pole. So just goes down as a lazy fly ball. And Brendan Roop comes to the plate. Roop had a couple of hits last night and three runs batted in for the club. On the season at 316 now. Two homers, 19 runs batted in. Right-handed batter stands in. He's out of Fort Scott College. Takes first pitch. It was an off-speed over for a strike. Brendan from South Grand Prairie, Texas High School. Just a solid hitter. He's a ball player. Can help you in a lot of ways. Thompson fakes going. Roop lines it towards center, but Smelko goes back and is able to make the catch. He hit it on the nose, just hit it in the direction of their center fielder. Out number two. And that brings up Tanner Tweet. It is for Tanner, right-handed batter out of Red Bluff. Boy, he has already shown me some things this first week with the club or so. He's obviously a ball player, can play multiple positions. He was an excellent catcher. He's learning to play other positions. He's played third, showed great footwork at first base last night. And he struggled last night. He had about as big a collar as you can have. He was 0 for 6. But the night before, he had his best game as a Colt 45. A four-hitter, four-hit game with two homers. So I know he was probably just pressing last night, and then it just, well, snowballed. So we'll see if he can get somewhere in the middle of that tonight. Takes the first pitch for a ball. And I'm sure there's some extra pressure on him coming home, playing in front of friends and family in his first couple of games. Off speed, pops it up right side. Coming in there, right fielder is able to make the catch for out number three. So good contact on a couple of them. Colt 45s leave a man on base. And we have zeros on the board heading to the second. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the second now, Colt 45s. Jacob Marquez mowed him down in the first. Gave up a hit, but it was certainly a promising start. No score here at Tiger Field. A beautiful night for baseball. Tomorrow, Colt 45s will play a Sunday game against the Reading Ringtails. Lost the last meeting between the two teams, so you know there's a little crosstown grudge match there, and they want to get them back. These two teams have a lot of respect for each other. The B-52s and the Colt 45s, competitively, I mean, they want to win, you can tell. Bear Fasking told me that, you know, it is a very healthy rivalry between the two teams. Leadoff hitter Holiday swings and hits a fly ball to right. Andy Bayena pockets that first fly ball for out number one. So Braden Holiday goes down, and Carter Koch comes to the plate. Koch's the shortstop, batting left. Koch was 0 for 5 last night. Had a couple of hits in the opening game of the series. He's at 192 on this season. Marquez, nice foul. He's right on the knees, pretty solid with everything he's throwing up there so far. He's whistled a change or two up high just to try to get some help fishing, but so far has shown good control. There's a breaking ball. Didn't get him fishing on that one, and it's a ball, 1-1. I mentioned that Jacob Marquez, the pitcher for the Colt 45s, is facing a couple of his teammates from college on the other squad. Not just college, but Jacob, Cade Sheets, and Brian Orr all attended Maria Carrillo High School together as well, and now they're playing junior college ball for a very strong program. Santa Rosa Junior College made it into the postseason, of course, did very well. That one's a – like maybe the slider over for a strike, 2-2. Got some kids out in their uniforms tonight. Baseball uniforms, softball uniforms, always good to see that. Next one missed a little low count, runs full, 3-2. Coke stands in. Now the payoff pitch from Marquez, missed a little away on that one, ball four. So a one out walk here in the second. That brings up Antonio Carvalho. Carvalho at third base tonight. Played some outfield as well in this series. Carvalho, right-handed batter. That's just one hit in 20 at-bats for Scott St. John's club. He pitched last night. Got knocked around a little bit. The day before that, he was out in right field. Was 0-2 in that game. Matt Mascio, the catcher, on deck. Everything's working pretty well for Marquez here in this first inning or so. No ball, one strike count. Seeing some shades of shadow now. It's the streaks of shadows, as I like to call them, coming mostly over the infield. So it could cause some issues for the batter. Marquez does a nice job when he goes to the stretch. He brings the ball to his glove and the belt, and then kind of shows it to the hitter when he rocks back. He shows it low in his hand, so you know it could be a little deceiving for hitters until they get comfortable with it, and you hope they don't get comfortable with it. That one's a ball, 1-1, didn't miss by much. Pretty good lead over there at first base for Coke. Marquez notices that. Let's see if he throws over. Doesn't, and Coke's not going, showing some respect there for Kyle Schrodel's throwing arm behind home plate. It might also be in the scenario where they, you know, Jacob will use a slide step, and then other times there are times where he'll bring that leg up on his stretch delivery. They may be keying off of that. But again, a pretty good lead for Coke. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Bounces it up there. Runner going. Late throw. Probably should have held on to it. Didn't have a chance of getting him at that point. It's a stolen base. I think it might have been one of those where it was a run and hit with a ball in the dirt rather than a hit and run, if you know what I mean. You're running, anticipating contact, but Carvalho not obligated to swing at a ball in the dirt. 2-2. They have a man in scoring position now with one out. A little right-handed batter awaits. Marquez lines it into left field, base hit. Will it get through? It's rolling back towards the track, and it does. Run scores, and Carvalho stands easily at second with a double. Coming off the bat, it just looked like it might be a base hit, but it hit that seam and just scooted out to the wall. So it's 1-0. B-52s. Carvalho with just his second hit of the summer. So pretty good speed out there at second base. Marquez shakes off a pitch from Schrodel now. And Matt Mascio, catcher, stands in. Right-handed batter. Curveball over for a strike. Good with the first pitch strikes. Mascio caught the first game of the series, had a couple of hits. Was 2-for-5 that night. He's at 2-11 on the season. Here comes the 0-1 delivery. McCoy trying to deke the runner back a little bit, show him some love. That's the changeup. Laced into right center field. It'll bring in another run. Turning but not able to get to second base as Thompson gets the throw in quickly. But it's 2-0. Didn't fool him with that change. Angel and Kadama going to go out, and Tanner Tweet, they're both going out to talk to Jacob about something. Masio, the catcher at first base. Maybe tell him something they know about him. Kadama trying to get some signals straight now. I mean, this is his second game, with the team. And he has some natural leadership ability. You can see that. But he's trying to make sure he's on the right page out there at shortstop. So the number nine hitter, Mateo Ham. All that first game, the whole game that he was pitching, I called him Ham. We spoke after the game, and he kindly corrected me. Right-hand batter standing in, open stance, back foot really pretty much right on the line. He can't get any closer to the plate and be legal in the box. And he gets hit with a pitch. Yeah, sometimes I think that's the plan. I've made it very clear my feeling on hit by pitches in the college level, certainly the summer collegiate. These guys just don't even try. And hey, I'm not just saying they're the only team that does it. Colt 45s have been hit with an awful lot of pitches themselves. But these guys get right on the plate, and they'd rather get hit than hit, I think, sometimes. You tell me. Masio goes down to second. Ham at first on the hit batter. And let's see if Jacob Marquez can work out of this one. This is where you make your bones as a pitcher, working out of a tough scenario. Same thing happened with the A's earlier today. I remember Fires was pitching and had to work out of an early jam. And, you know, you do that. You got to have a short memory and a deep understanding of how to pitch to a hitter two, three times through. Because this is the second time through for Smoko already, and we're in the second inning. Batting left against the righty. That was the changeup. Popped it up. Should be out number two. Roop calling everybody off in fair territory. Makes the catch. Four out number two. So Cody Banks will come to the plate. Smoko, Banks, and Giacomini all struck out back in the first. Banks is three hits in this series. Hitting 317 now. Men on first and second, Jacob Marquez trying to get his catcher Schrodel to go through the signs again. They do. He does. And now he delivers. Again, starting this time with a curveball, but a good job by Schrodel to use his body to block it. The one thing about the home fields, wherever you are, they're, you know, this isn't the major league. So you learn what the dirt material is like around your plate. The balls tend to bounce because of the heat. And although Rick Bassetti does a great job of keeping the consistency well, it is a fairly hard dirt area. So there'll be a lot of bouncers that can get away if you're not careful. That was changeup, and that was swung on a miss. So he went to off-speed on a couple there, and it's 1-1 the count. So now he's out in front on Banks. Or even, anyway, 1-1. Marquez is one of those guys that does throw inside. He's not afraid, and that's something I'm pretty sure teams know about him. So now he's hit six batters after hitting Ham. You know, pitcher has to command that inside part of the plate. Here comes a 2-1 pitch now as Banks takes another one. Marquez from the belt does not check the runner at second, misses a little low. 3-1. Colt 45 is trailing 2-0 here in the second. Jacob Marquez trying to get out of a little bit of a jam here with the meat of the order looming for the Bombers. Here comes that 3-1 pitch now. Slide step, change up, hit high, deep to left field, turning and watching it. It goes out of here. A three-run home run for Cody Banks, his second home run of the season. And it's now 5-0, Bombers. Well, there wasn't really much doubt about that one coming off the bat. Landed in the net out towards Cypress Avenue. Kyle Schrodel going out there to have a chat with Marquez. Give him a pat on the backside saying, we're going to need these innings from you, buddy. And counting on it. Now, that was an earned couple of runs there. There's nothing fancy, nothing given to them there. And the hit batter was the only, well, there was a walk and a hit batter, and those do come back to haunt you, but that home run was real. Now Brian Orr, again his teammate in college and high school, fouls it back out of play. Orr had a single in the first. So it's the Colt 45s are going to have to get their bats moving tonight. Again, left too many men on base in this series. 0-1 pitch coming to Orr. Big wind. This was bounce left side. Roop fields it at third. Pumps with the ball and delivers it to first for out number three. So there was some harm in that inning. A walk and a hit batter hurt him, as do three hits, including a big home run to left by Cody Banks. We go to the bottom of the second. Colt 45s have to get the lumber moving. It's 5-0 Bombers. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years, and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second, Colt 45 down 5-0. Chris Brew, Jacob Machuca, and Kyle Schrodel to try to get something going here for the Colt 45s in this one. Kind of a lazy start, I think, for the fans. Haven't gotten the cowbell working, that's for sure, yet. We'll see if the Colt 45s can maybe get them moving a little bit. Bruce struggled last night. Struck out with the bases loaded in the eighth and ninth innings, in fact, to end the game with the bases loaded. And no, he didn't feel good about it. Big right-handed batter stands in. He's working on it now with a new bat tonight. Takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Christopher batting 274, couple of homers. Team leading 26, runs batted in, takes a strike there. Awaits the 1-1 pitch. Shorts hack at it that time and fouls it back out of play. Well, we know the fair is going on in Shasta County, so we've seen a lot of trailers out. Nice to see folks coming out to the ballpark, get a break from the fair when they're heading from out of town. Good to have you out here. Good to have you listening. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. That one's high, 2-2. Begel on the hill and has a little bit of a short delivery. He's not a really big guy. Holds the glove right in front of his face before he begins his wind. And that's a breaking ball. Popped it up. Will it stay in play? No, it won't. It'll be out of play. Kind of short arms that delivery. A quick delivery. And with the sun streaking across, I'm sure it's not super easy to pick it up. But Brew is making contact. Staying alive here. A 2-2 count now coming. Colt 45 is trying to get something started in the second. Fastball, outside corner, called strike three. Too good to watch. Brew knows it. First strikeout of the game for Begel, and Jacob Machuca comes to the plate. And Jacob has been bothered by that hand injury that he suffered when he dove for a ball out in right field a few games ago. Got the green light from the doctors. Was bothering him a little bit before the game, but he's trying to ice it and work through it. He could be a real force for this team in that lineup if he can get going. Takes first pitch over for a strike. Did go 1-for-4 last night with a run batted in. waiting to see that power. We know he's got it. Swings and fouls that one back out of the way. Hitting just 148 coming in. He's played in 8 games. No homers, 4 runs batted in. But he's gotten on base as a .410 on base percentage. And considering he only has those 4 hits, that tells you he's been working the count well. 0-2 count coming here. That was a changeup away, 1-2. Big, good-looking left-handed batter. Again, was a catcher. Now he's trying to learn some other positions. He waits for the 1-2 pitch. That was a changeup outside corner, called strike 3. So Vagel is getting into his groove, and he's hitting the spots. And the Colt 45s are not protecting that plate with 2 strikes. Too close to watch. Both Brew and Machaca. Machuca, excuse me. Kyle Schroedel now at the plate. We interviewed his brother, Nick, before the game on our pregame show. Of course, Nick, a pitcher. So is Kyle. Kyle, of course, has played catcher. I think he's played catcher, third, short, left. Played short this year. But he's been called upon to do a lot of things and has not complained a bit. Now, he knew that wasn't the swing he wanted, was fooled and couldn't check it. A ball and a strike now to count. Vagel trying to get into a bit of a groove here. Kyle and Nick, as we talked, he talked about, both go to Crown College together. There's a fastball up and away, 2-1. And as the snow cone machine works behind me, Kyle Schroedel waits in front of me. Takes a cut short, cut it a high fastball. Missed that one, 2-2. Kyle has his average up to .213 now. No homer, 6 runs batted in. He waits for the 2-2 pitch. Colt 45s need base runners here. Big curveball. Watched it for strike 3. 3 called third strikes in the second inning. So the approach, I'm sure, not what Barrick Fasking is looking for from his team offensively there. We'll go to the top of the third, Colt 45s, trailing the B-52s, 5-0. You're listening to Reading Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third, Colt 45 trailing the Bombers 5-0. Take a look at some baseball scores for you and see where we're at on the Major League scoreboard right now. A pitcher's duel in Washington. The Braves lead the Nationals 13-9. That's almost a pitcher's duel this year, the way balls are flying out of the park. 13-9, Braves are up in that one. And again, bottom of the ninth, the Nationals trying to rally back. Yankees beat the Astros 7-5 at Yankee Stadium. Josh Reddick, Alvarez, homer for Houston. Urshela and Romine homering for the Yankees. Dodgers and Rockies tied at 4. And that one heading to the bottom of the ninth with a couple out. Justin Turner just struck out in that one. We'll keep you going on that game. Second time they've gone to the bottom of the ninth. In a row, see if they want to try to pull another miracle out. White Sox and Rangers tied at 4. That's in the bottom of the fifth. Mazzara had a couple homers in that one. We'll get back to the scoreboard in a moment. It's Jeff Giacomini leading things off here in the third. Stocky right-handed batter takes a cut at the fastball for a strike 0-1. Diamondbacks on top of the Giants 3-2 in the second inning. San Francisco getting a pair in the second. Giants still batting there. We have a final in 10 in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium. Twins win it by a 5-3 final. Next one's a strike. Sano, Caven, Seek Crone. Two Crones from Minnesota these days, and they all homered in that contest for the Twins, who have had some kind of season so far. Here comes the 0-2 pitch from Marquez. Oh, he gets Giacomini to wave at one. He doesn't run well. Schrodel let it get away, but he's able to pounce on it and complete the strikeout at first to Tanner Tweet. So that's the fourth strikeout of the game for Jake Marquez. And now Braden Holliday comes to play. Holliday flew out to right field in the second. He's a leading hitter. Batting in the five spot, he's hitting .417 coming into the game. And three homers to lead them as well coming into this game. With 11 walks, 10 RBI, so he's doing it all for him. Right-handed batter awaits the 1-0 pitch now. Fouls the fastball back, 1-1. Back to the scoreboard. Cardinals beat the Angels 4-2, but Pujols went deep in St. Louis, and boy, they went crazy for him. He's going to wear a Cardinals hat into the Hall of Fame, although I think he's done a great job with the L.A. Angels of Anaheim since he's been there. Big breaking ball. Oh, yeah, it's called strike two, 1-2 the count. Mets pounded the Cubs 10-2. Alonso, Frazier, and Ramos all homered. Marlins beat the Phillies 5-3 at Citizens Bank Park. Harper got his 13th homer, and there you go, strike three here at Tiger Field. So that's strikeout number five for Jacob Marquez. It's been a tale of two pitchers so far for Jacob. Knock on wood. It is a solid first inning with a couple of strikeouts. Bounced around a little bit in the second, including the big homer by Banks. He's settled down here in the third. Has the first two batters. And Carter Koch at the plate. Koch walked, eventually scored after stealing second on Carvalho's double. And first pitch to him is a strike. Blue Jays edge the Red Sox 8-7, excuse me. Getting some updates on some of these major league scores. Padres, Pirates beat the Padres. This one bounced foul right side. Pirates win that one 6-3. Second night in a row, Machado's gone deep. So both Machado and Harper, the two big off-season major league free agents, earning their paycheck a little bit tonight. Athletics, I was listening to some of that game earlier today. They wind up winning that thing 4-2. Chapman, the go-ahead RBI double. Ball gets away. Home plate umpires, not really a ball boy. Both teams have to, the on-deck hitter has to usually jump out and get it, or the manager or coach. Barrick Fasking didn't jump on that one, so the home plate umpire, Oliver Gunn, schooled him. And then guess what? Speaking of school, how do you say ABC 1-2-3? You do it with three Ks. So, for the second time in three innings, Jacob Marquez strikes out the side. I'm barely talking about the game. I'm trying to give you those major league scores. Hey, we'll take it. Go to the bottom of the third. It's 5-0. Colt 45's coming to bat, looking to get something going on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
The Cascade Theater presents four free films and a whole lot of fun this July with the Kids Summer Movie Club. Every Sunday afternoon in July, the theater opens the door at 2 with completely free admission for everybody. Turtle Bay will be there to show off some animals and hand out prizes. There's activities and then the film at 3, featuring Monsters, Inc., WALL-E, Cars, and Brave. Four films, four Sundays in July. Sponsored by JPR, KIXE, First Five Shasta, and Turtle Bay. See you there.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the third inning, finishing off that MLB scoreboard. Dodgers have gone now to the 10th inning of their game with Colorado. We'll get you right there. Where are we? The A's won today, beat the Rays. So Orioles over the Mariners, 8-4. Santana hit his 17th for the losing team there. Indians shut out the Tigers 2-0. Brewers beat the Reds 6-5. And Yelich didn't homer. but, boy, Grandal did. And Puig and Suarez homered for the Reds. So you're up to date on Major League Baseball right now. We'll get you up to date on AAA Baseball a little bit later on with the Rivercats. Leading things off, Connor McCoy, the kid, second base, lines a pitch into left field for a base hit. Way to go, Connor. Just got his first hit as a Colt 45 yesterday, I believe. And now gets his first solid hit to left. The more comfortable he gets, of course, he's going to be going to Shasta College next year. Out of high school here in Cottonwood. Andy Baena comes to the plate. Andy's been looking very comfortable up there. He was 2-for-3 last night, a couple of runs scored and a couple of RBI. Hitting .327 now on the season. A homer, 13 runs batted in, and an on-base percentage of .519. Takes the first pitch for a strike. And those are numbers that'll get the attention of his new college coach. Takes the 0-1 pitch, checks his swing. It's in the dirt, 1-1, runner not going anywhere. They have a new coach at Regis University, and Andy and Miguel Marquez, who had to leave the summer. He had an injury, so he started the year, of course, here with the Colt 45s, but he's headed back to Denver. Hope you're listening, Miguel. Hope you're healing well. Off speed, misses low, and it does get away, and that's going to enable McCoy to get to second. He has good speed out there. That one's probably a pass ball right between split the wickets of the catcher. So Baena has a man in scoring position now. As the season's gone long, Andy's really shown some more and more pop. There's an adjustment period from the AKA artificial bats, also known as aluminum or whatever you want to call them. They're really not made of that. Next pitch bounced up there. And all of a sudden, we're starting to see that, you know, Vagel's looking like he might be tiring a little bit. We'll see if there's any stirring out there. Their manager told me they want to try to get him to go as far as he can. I mean, this is game three of a weekend series for them, and getting pretty deep in their bullpen. Baena takes that pitch for a ball, and it is a walk. First walk issued by Vagel. And with two on and nobody out, top of the order is Tyler Thompson. This will be a chance for the Colt 45s to maybe get something going here. Right-handed pitcher against the left-handed batting Thompson. Tyler went the other way, single to left. His first time up, wearing those red Utah Utes batting gloves. Getting comfortable. Shows bunt, gets a beauty. Oh, it just bounces foully. He had a good idea. It looked like he got a beauty up there, trying to get it onto that grass outside of the circle around home plate where bunts go to die. He has that great speed. That was not a sacrifice attempt. He was looking to bunt his way on over at third base. The third baseman playing pretty deep. Carvalho. Let's see what he's doing here. 0-1 count. He steps out, asks for time. Defensively, I can give you that rundown for the visitors. Giacomini's at first, Banks is at second, Koch at short. We mentioned Carvalho at third. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Off speed, that was called over for a strike, 0-2. Their outfield, left-right, Holliday's out in left, Smelko in center, and Ham in right, Maceo behind the plate. And Vagel on the hill. Shadows now have covered the infield for the most part. Little Sunfield out in the right and center. Swung on, popped foul out of play, left side. Tyler just trying to stay alive. Making good contact, though. He got a punch hit his first time up the other way. We mentioned that he's at 333 now coming in. Homer, 12 runs batted in. and that on-base percentage, 556. Swung on, bounced towards second. Could be two. Dishes to the shortstop for one. On to first. Not going to get Tyler Thompson over there. He's safe. It was not tailor-made because it was hit a little bit slowly to second, but they did cleanly field it. McCoy goes to third now. Bayana's out on the 4-6. Safe on the fielder's choice is Thompson. So they have good speed on the corners. And your left-handed hitting Julian Kadama. So lefty at the plate oftentimes can help to shield a base stealer getting a good start. Puts a little extra pressure on the catcher. Runner's going without even thinking about it. He's going to stand at second with the steal. I mean, they barely gave him lip service. They gave up that base. Hey, Tyler will take it. That is stolen base number 10 for the team this year. 10 and 0 times caught stealing. 0-1 pitch now to Kodama, as it was a strike. Holds the bat, waggles it high above his head. Now the left-handed batter waits and drives it towards center. Not going to be too deep. It is deep enough for the runner to tag, and McCoy comes in to score. Thompson has to hold at second as Smelko catches the out and gets it into his relay man quickly. So sacrifice fly. RBI for Julian Kadama. For Kadama, that's his first RBI as a Colt 45 player. I mean, hit it on the nose. Again, just happened to be right at him. So it's now 5-1. Colt 45s are on the board. And Brendan Roop to the plate, the third baseman. Hits the ball well to center field. Back in the first. And Vegel going to step out. Now he's back on the rubber, working from the stretch. Checks the runner at second. Big curve. It's over for a called strike. Roop wasn't interested. 0-1. Brendan standing in. Up to 316, we told you. It's four doubles leads the team. Has a fastball inside ball. 1-1. Tanner Tweet on deck. Colt 45s would like to keep this thing going with two outs here in the third. Vegel looks at the runner, now delivers. Off-speed, he swung right through it. Tipped it off, but that's strike two. 1-2 now, the count. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. Brendan Roop awaits. Holds the bat and waggles it and swings, and he misses. He went down swinging, though. One run for the Colt 45s. On one hit, there were no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the top half of inning number four. Redding's on the board, Colt 45's trailing 5-1. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Through three, it's five runs, four hits, no errors for the Humboldt B-52 Bombers. No run, one run, two hits, no errors for the Redding Colt 45s. Top of the fourth now. And Jacob Marquez is He's got 4 hits, 5 earned runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts through his 3 innings of work. The big blow, a 3-run home run, makes that line a little fat. I'm sure fatter than he wants, but he's had 2 solid innings out of 3. And this is the 4th. Antonio Carvalho, the third baseman, leading things off at the bottom third of the Bombers lineup. Carvalho got just his 2nd hit of the season, an RBI double in the 2nd. Swings and pops this one right side. Shallow right field, Baena calls off McCoy, and he'll make the catch for out number 1. 1 pitch, 1 out. I like that. Masio now to the plate. Catcher hitting 211. No homers coming into the game. Just 1 run batted in. He got his 2nd run batted in with that single in the 2nd. He later scored on the home run. Takes first pitch inside corner for a strike. For the most part, Jacob has just gone right at him, been out in front on hitters, even though he has walked and hit a guy. He's been aggressive. I think another important start for him as he tries to develop as a starter. Hopefully can get Santa Rosa's attention next year in that role. 1-1 pitch. That was the slider. Missed a little inside, 2-1.
Catcher, Matt Masio.
Again, no breeze, unlike the last couple of nights. Swung on, popped right side, Baena sees it, moves to his left, about 10 feet from the right field foul line, makes the catch for out number 2. But a beautiful clear night. We're going to have some pretty, pretty sunset colors, I think, here in our must be in the front row seating. That's the top row over on the third base side. As we can see Lassen peaks over the right field wall out in that area. Marquez, first pitch call, strike. Awful lot of first pitch strikes, and that is what you're looking for from your starter. Ham takes the next one. That one's on the inside corner, called for a strike. So quickly out in front on Ham, who was hit with a pitch in the 2nd. Again, almost as if on cue, after I said you can't stand closer to the plate than he does with his back foot. He chases the breaking ball outside. Going to be a close play as Schrodel had to jump on the loose ball, swinging third strike. He throws down to first, and he's not going to get him. The ball got away from Nick. And I'm sorry, from Kyle. That happens with the Schrodels. So it goes down as a strikeout, and whether, I'm not sure who's been charged with that, whether or not it's going to be the catcher, but either way, I'm sure the catcher will tell you. I mean, he chased one that was down and away and bit the dirt. So runner at first. Left-handed hitting, a switch hitting leadoff hitter batting left is Eric Smelko. Smelko's 0 for 2. Watched a called third strike in the first, popped a third in the 2nd. Smelko at 381 for them. Leads their team, tied for their team lead in doubles coming in with 4. Throw over to first. Gets away, actually probably could have been called for obstruction of the runner, but he was able to get to 2nd, no problem anyway. Tweet kind of went over his back. He might have been trying to slow him down a little bit, but either way, that's going to be one that got away. So, error by charge to Tweet on the pickoff attempt. 2 outs. 0-1. Off speed, swung on and missed by Smelko. 0-2 now. Jacob Marquez now pitching. The lights are on at Tiger Field. The leadoff hitter, Smelko. Sands batting gloves, old school, holds the lumber. That way, bounced it up there, and Schrodel couldn't find it right away. There was no hesitation on Ham's part. The minute it was in the dirt, he was challenging Schrodel to throw him out if he picked it cleanly, and he didn't. Kind of came up with the ball out of his crouch and couldn't find the ball right away. And at that point, Ham showed pretty good speed getting over there. It'll go down as a wild pitch, but aggressive for Ham. So he's at third, 1-2 count, two outs. Curveball swung on and missed. He struck him out. Going to throw down to first this time to complete the out. Tweet is able to hang on, and he lost the ball. Did he get the out? No. That is too bad. And looks like he might be, I don't know if he's hurt, when he stretched over there. And now Barrett Fasken is going to go out there and say, hey, he had control of the ball. He got the out. The ball came loose when he completed his stretch, when he came off, that he'd already completed the out. He's not going to win the argument because you pretty much never win arguments. That's not an argument. He's just having the discussion with him. But he's going to go talk to the home plate umpire. And let's see, just chatting it over with Jason Davis. Now he's coming in to talk to Oliver Gunn and tell him what Fasking said to him. If it's a strikeout, then it's no run scored, inning over, if he does call him out at first. They're discussing it, Fasking kind of looking in. The infield is out on the pitcher's mound, kind of going over it. I see his point. I mean, I think it was an out, and then the ball only came loose after the play was over, at least from my vantage point. Again, we have no replay, nothing like that. Tanner was coming back. The throw from Schrodel pulled him off. And Tanner was trying to get back. He had plenty of time. That was the thing. He could have come off the bag instead of trying to reach for it. Either way, it's in the hands of the home plate umpire. Let's see what he does. Safe. Okay. So it's 6-1 now. That's going to be error on the catcher, I'm guessing. Ham scores. That's an ugly run right there. 6-1 the score. And speed at first in Smelko. Now, I've never seen that. Twice in one inning, a strikeout registered, but the man gets on first in the wild pitch. Two times one inning. One half inning. Bounces that one up there. So now it's Jacob's job to forget what just happened. That's what you have to be able to do. Put it out of your mind. And that's also the job of Kyle Schrodel. I'm sure he doesn't feel good about it. About those two plays. This has all happened with two outs without benefit of a hit. Cody Banks, boy, he benefited a hit earlier. I just made that phrase up. But three-run home run. Bounces that one up there. Jacob's a little shaky right now. He's got to get it back. Count 3-0. Banks took him yard, and it was a no-doubter into the net over the Dignity Health sign out in left. And it plated three. Big blow of this game, that's for sure. So far. 2-0, Cody Banks. Secret agent awaits. Swings and hits it towards short. Kodama fields, throws, got him. Inning over. One run, no hits. Couple of errors and a wild pitch. A couple of wild pitches, and it cost him a run. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Cole 45 coming from behind. It's 6-1. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Tweet Brew and Machuca to start things off here in the bottom of the fourth against Vagel. Little right-hander. Bear Paskin still discussing the play with Tweet over at first with the home plate umpire. I think he has a valid argument. I think it should have been an out, but can't take away that it was a poor throw over to first that made it happen. Here we go. A right-handed hitting Tweet standing in. Flew out to right field back in the first. Red Bluff High Star waits for the pitch. Off speed from Bagel to start it off. Fouls it back. 0-1. Brew on deck. Colt 45s need to string some stuff together. Swings and misses at that one. Fouls it back 0-2. Colt 45s just two hits in this game. Thompson's hit to start it. And single by Connor McCoy. He eventually scored on a sacrifice fly by Julian Kodama. That's pretty much it. 0-2 pitch coming for Tanner Tweet. Fastball outside corner. Missed it. 1-2. Bottom of the fourth, AAA ball down in Las Vegas. Sacramento and Las Vegas tied at 2. That one misses up and away on Tweet. That one tied at 2. As we mentioned, Sac in Vegas. In the fourth inning, here comes a 2-2 pitch. Big curve, was it called? No, it was a big one. He took it. 3-2. Tweet has shown a pretty good eye since joining this team. His on-base percentage is solid, as well as his average. Fouls that one back. Tanner enters the game hitting 308 with two homers and a 6 RBI and just... in just six games. His OPS, 1.015, and an on-base percentage of 438. Those are good. 3-2 pitch. Fouls that one back into the parking lot. I sense a sound effect coming. Yes. No crash, no horn. Oh, they're going easy on the sound effects tonight. Thank you for that. That means no cars were injured in that foul ball. Here comes the full count delivery from Vagel. Finally gets on the same page with his catcher, or does he? He just keeps nodding his head. Fastball, low ball, 4. Base runners, that's what the Colt 45s need, and Tanner Tweet gets on first. Pretty good speed for a big fella. Really runs the bases well. So with nobody out, Chris Brew at the plate. Down by 5, you're not thinking bunt or anything like that, although their third baseman is playing awfully, awfully deep. Chris is healing from that leg injury, running much, much better, but he's trying to get comfortable, I think, in the box now. First pitch to him, swung on, foul back, out of play, took a pretty good hack at that one. Machuca on deck. Now there's the sound effect. Chris watched a called third strike in the second in a forgettable inning for the Colt 45s when all three batters watched called third strikes. 0-1 delivery, and that one's over for a strike, 0-2. Fans having fun, getting on Oliver Gunn, home plate umpire. But it looked like a strike. Hey, when he says strike, it's a strike. That's baseball. It's the way it goes. 0-2. Swung on, bounced up the mid. Fielded by Vagel on the mound. Throws to short for one. On to first. Double play. 1-6-3. Well handled by Vagel on the mound. And the throws were on the money. That's a double play. So now we have two outs and nobody on. For Jacob Machuca. Chukwa set called third strike as well back in the second. A deceiving 148 average for Jacob. Fastball fouled that one. Got a good look at that one. Pretty good cut on that one. Watching his, also kind of watching his body language because, you know, he's been in some pain there with that hand injury. Takes that one for a ball. At Fort Scott, he played in just 8 games as a freshman. The Greyhounds were good, very good. They went to the NJCAA Division I Regional District Championships. Swings a 1-1 count. Hits it high, foul territory, third base side. Going to fall out of play. Ball and 2 strikes. The call for cowbell comes in the 4th. Need a little 2-out rally here. Maybe I'll get started. Schrodel is on deck. He'd like to bat in this inning. 1-2 pitch. Off-speed swung on, laced into right field. Base hit. Banks jumped up, but it was over his glove. Saved me from the embarrassment of having to fix my call there. Looked like a solid hit to right for Chuk. So Jacob Machuca on. And runs well for a big guy. Kyle Schrodel to the plate. Schrodel, the right-handed batter. And here comes the first pitch. Machuca not going anywhere. Cutter on the inside corner called for a strike. Was not what Schrodel was looking for. At Crown College, he started 25 games as a freshman this year, mostly at catcher. And Kyle had some big games, a 3-hit game and a win over Minnesota Morris. That one bounces away. Machuca's able to run down to second, slides in, no throw made. Kyle will go to 1-1 now, but a man in scoring position with 2 outs. As I was saying, Kyle, as a freshman, finished the season hitting .274 at Crown with 20 hits and 14 runs scored, and they had their best season win-wise since moving up to Division II. They finished 16-18. It's up in St. Bonifacius, Minnesota. Swings and misses that one, 1-2. But it's a small town up there, and it is cold in the winter times and cold in the spring, as Nick Schrodel told us. It's cold until the sun comes out. Ball and 2 strikes to count now. Let's see if Kyle Schrodel can come up with the 2-out hit. Swung it. Check swing. Slow roller to second. Banks fields it cleanly and does throw it on almost an excuse-me swing. So Cole 45s do get a hit and leave one man on base. We go to the top of the 5th. It's 6-1 B-52s. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Redding or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State. but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Jacob Marquez working his fifth inning, trailing 6-1. Just one bad inning, gave up a couple of pretty well hit balls and got into one of those where the free passes came back to bite him. Nobody throwing out in the pen, although I think I see Jordan Aiken starting to get loose. Jacob's getting close to his longest appearance of the year. We'll look that up here in a second. Jacob's going to face his college and high school teammate, Brian Orr, to start things off, trying to check some stuff out here at on their website, because Maria Carrillo, the Pumas, I know they have had some great success in baseball over the years. They've won quite a few championships over the years, but as far as alumni, maybe I'll figure it out later. We'll look for it here. But these guys went to the same high school. Now they're playing together in junior college. Now opposing one another in summer collegiate play. 0-1 pitch, and then he comes in with the changeup. Over for called strike. That was not what Orr was looking for. Orr singled back in the first. Jacob got him to ground to third in the second. Tried to get him to fish for that one. Didn't get to it. Bounced off of Schrodel. No ball, two strike count. One ball, two strike count coming. Excuse me. Giacomini on deck, the cleanup hitter. Nobody out here. Top of inning number five. Six runs, four hits, no errors for the Bombers. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swings at a low breaking ball. Pops it to center field. Thompson barely has to move out there. Tyler makes a catch for out number one. Jeff Giacomini now to the play. He has whiffed both times up in this game. 6-4-0 for the Bombers and 1-3-2 for the Colt 45s.
And here's your beer batter.
Giacomini, as I said, he is here at the ballpark. They have this thing for adults that the guy they select before the game, one batter, and if he strikes out, anytime he comes up, you get a discount on your beer the rest of that inning. Giacomini's done it twice. Not going to do it this time. High pop to right. McCoy wandering over, loses his bounce, but still makes the catch. He made it look quite dramatic out there. Tumbled. He's laughing it out. I'm sure Baena was thinking about calling him off, but McCoy's doing his finger like he's spinning a basketball or a plate. He got spun around out there by that pop. Either way, it's an out. That's the most important thing. And that brings up Braden Holliday is 0-2. You're having a good day if you're keeping this guy off the base paths. Fastball, good cut, good fastball. He missed it, 0-1. Jacob at 74 pitches now. And so getting to that point, this could be his last inning. If he were able to get this batter quickly, he might come out to start the next one. That was a nice changeup over for a strike, 0-2. He's looked comfortable throughout. Had a little arm soreness, I know, after one of his most recent appearances. Oh, he floated that curveball up, really dropped the arm slot there. He knows it, quickly gets the ball back, quickly climbs back on the rubber. He wants to forget that pitch. 1-2 the count. Schrodel setting up inside. Curveball again, swung on and missed. Next, Kyle's going to throw it down to first to complete the out, and does. Another strike him out. And yes, indeed, that also keeps him quiet in the fifth. And another fun time out here. If you keep him off the board in the fifth inning, they call it the frozen fifth. Fans get a discount on some ice cream this inning. So that's good, too. Hey, we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Colt 45 is looking to get back on the board. Trailing 6-1 on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. Looking for a team-building exercise? Order Jersey Mike's delivery from Uber Eats. Then share. Collaboration by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Vagel still pitching. He's working on a three-hitter. Colt 45 sending Connor McCoy out there. He's been a pesky batter the last couple of nights. He stands in first pitch, swings, and lines it into center field. Base hit. So Connor McCoy is starting to feel his oats now, and the crowd loves it. Lead-off single for the kid, and Andy Bayena comes to the plate. You need five, so bunting guys over, probably not an idea, but Andy has shown the ability to bunt for an infield hit, and their third baseman has been playing fairly deep in this series, but Vagel looks over to Carvalho, and Carvalho comes in a little bit more third. Bayena stands in, right-handed batter, walked and was forced out on the base pass on a ground out. Last time up in the third. Checking the run at first, Vagel. Action now in their bullpen quickly. Swung on. Hits that one pretty well left, but right at the left fielder for out number one. Holliday didn't have to move around too much. Just went to his right a few steps, but it was hit on the nose. So, out number one. I think that's a brand new bat, and he's looking at it like it might have cracked. Hate it. And now Tyler Thompson comes to the plate. He's one for two, been on base both times. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Stole a base, was stranded out there. Left-handed batter. McCoy, good speed. That one gets away from the catcher, and he's headed down to second. So now you have a man in scoring position.
Who are those gravel tickets for paying for that fence? That fence is paying for your...
A ball and no strike. The count. They've hit a couple of balls on the nose off of Vagel. Wind just picks up a little out to right. It's up and away on the left-handed hitting Thompson. Vagel at 66 pitches, a good solid pitch count, but this is the farthest he has gone this year. Thompson awaits the 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung on, lined right back at him. Vagel knocks it down, and he's going to be able to throw Thompson out at first, heading over to third base. Is McCoy, but I'll tell you what, that was preservation defense. It was right back at him, eyeball level. He's fine. They're kind of laughing about it. I'm sure it shook him up a little bit. Nobody likes to see that, except a hitter maybe. You'd rather just keep going into center field. So Thompson hit it on the nose, tips his cap a little bit. I see he's looking out of the pitcher, and I'm sure he's going to tip his cap to him because that was just a really well-played ball. Now what's the pitcher's going to come out and talk to him. First baseman has called him out there and actually may have got his pitching hand on it. He threw both hands up there. I do wish we had replay. It would help us. Looks like he threw both hands up there. Yeah, he looks pretty good throwing it from the mound. He's fine. So pretty much everything's been hit on the nose this inning. That minute to talk to the, see if the pitcher was okay, buys them some time out in the bullpen, getting a right-hander loose. Because the goal 45s have definitely hit the ball on the nose. So Thompson was put out 1-3, but McCoy is at third now, and two are out for Julian Kodama. Takes first pitch for a called strike. O-1 delivery coming to Kodama. Swings and hits it through the hole right side. Base hit, RBI, Julian Kodama. His second ribby of the game. is second. Rivia is a Colt 45, and it's 6-2. Just a solid baseball player is at bat. He had a pretty good hole over there. And now the bullpen getting even quicker going out there. Catcher goes out to talk to his pitcher. We'll get a number for you on the pitcher when you get a chance. So now the man at first, good speed in Kadama. And Roop comes to the plate. Brendan's 0 for 2. Fastball takes it inside. Corner called for a strike. So Brendan Roop stands in. Good lead for Kodama. He's going. It's low. Catcher can't get the throw off. Kodama would have had it anyway. Stolen base for Julian. So for Kodama, this is going to be his first steal, I believe. Oh, I'm so wrong. Julian's second stolen base for the Colt 45s. So he's in scoring position now with two outs for Brendan Roop. Vagel, fastball fouled back on that delivery. Didn't get a great cut at it, but they're definitely seeing Vagel this inning. So one way or another, I'm guessing this will be the last inning for him. That's the way their bullpen's working. Action beginning, continuing in the Colt 45's bullpen. Looks like Aiken's continuing to throw, so he'll be ready. Fastball misses away, 2-2. Kadama trying to draw a throw, I think. He was pretty far off, almost to the point where you think if he drew a throw, he might just head to third. We've already seen baseball smarts from Kadama. And now the catcher's going to go out there and have a little chat. I think they may be concerned that Kadama is, you know, stealing their signs. And if you're on second, your job as a base runner is to let them think that. Whether you're doing it or not, doesn't matter. Anything you can do to get the battery, the pitcher and catcher, thinking about you instead of the guy at the plate. And I'll tell you what, if you don't think about Brendan Roop, he'll make you pay. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. From the belt, Vagel checks the runner at second. Now swung a foul back out of play. Took a pretty good hack at that one. Brendan kind of stretching his shoulders out on that one after that swing. He took a pretty good hack at it. Now he's ready. Waggles the bat, gets in his rhythm at the plate. Slightly open stance, Vagel. Checks the runner, now delivers. That was a changeup. Missed 3-2. Didn't miss by much. Did not miss by much. Brendan out of Fort Scott. Only played 14 games, but had 14 hits. you know, they love him there at Fort Scott. Hit .326 with a .535 slugging percentage as a freshman at Fort Scott College in Kansas. Here comes payoff, 3-2. Breaking ball, swung on, hit to center. Smelko going back, but it will not carry. Wynn's just not doing it tonight. Hit well, but right at him. They had some hard hit balls in that inning, but only one run to show for it. One run, two hits. There were no errors and a man left on base. We go top six. Colt 45 scratching at it. Needs some more. Trailing 6-2. You're listening to baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit Reading Endoscopy.
Endoscopy.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Jordan Akins, your new pitcher, the right-hander. Nobody wants to pitch more than Jordan Akins because his first appearance in this series, the little right-hander, the bearded one with the long sandy brown hair, didn't get an out. Gave up 8 runs coming in the sixth inning, and the bases loaded, and only one of them was earned, only one walk, 4 hits without getting... He wanted that ball yesterday. He warmed up, almost came into the game, I think, and he wanted to get back in there tonight. Akins, a hard-throwing little 5'9", 165-pounder out of Foothill. And as a freshman at Shasta College, pitched in 13 games. He has a good fastball, nice array. And he'll face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters in the lineup. Start the 6th. Nice start for Jacob Marquez. I think all in all, you'd have to say that was his best. Overall, he had a bad inning, no doubt. Gave up a homer and a run-scoring double, walked and hit a guy, and that's what'll kill you. But he went 5 innings, 4 hits, 6 runs, 5 earned, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts. Colt 45s will have to do some coming back to get him off the hook. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Carter Koch. Spells his first and last name with a K. Carter Koch. Off-speed, way out in front on that one, missed it. And quickly in the hole on Jordan Akins, 0-2. If you haven't made plans for the 4th of July, imagine if it was tonight. It's probably what it's going to be like on the 4th of July. Who knows? Could be a little warmer, but we know that's the way it goes. Curveball missed away. Didn't bite. 1-2. 4th of July is going to be a great night here at Tiger Field. Baseball, snow cones, hot dogs, and fireworks, of course. But you have to buy a ticket. That's the thing. You watch the game, which starts at 6 against the Ringtails, and then after the game, if you have a ticket, you get to watch the Reading fireworks downtown from the outfield here at Tiger Field. It'll be all kinds of fun that night. Great family venue, safe here, and hopefully a win to boot. This pitch swung on, line towards left. One hops to the left fielder, Machuca. So a leadoff single for Carter Koch. Hit number 5 of the game off the Colt 45s. They've actually, coming into this inning, out-hit Humble, but that 3-run homer makes up for a lot of it. Right-handed batter now is Carvalho, who's trying to get off the schneid. He, as I mentioned, had just one hit on the season for him coming in. He knocked a run in with a double in the second and popped up to right. His last time up in the 4th, takes the first pitch over for a strike. Jordan trying to get out in front and do that. So tomorrow it's the Ringtails here, 6:15, first pitch, then a couple of nights off. I'm getting that wrong. One night off before San Leandro Pilots come to town on a midweek series, Tuesday and Wednesday. Then it's on the road to play these same B-52s next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 0-1 pitch coming. Koch has good speed at first. Not a big lead. Tweet holds him on. Akins looks over his shoulder, now delivers. Oh, he bounces it up there. Schrode led no chance. It goes all the way back to the screen. The runner will move up to second. Koch on the wild pitch. So Carvalho has a man in scoring position with a 1-2 count and nobody out. Bullpen continues to work. So there'll be likely a new pitcher, or I don't know if they'll have Vagel start the next inning or not. 6-2. Has a good-looking cutter outside. Akins just missing on that one. count it 2-2. I got to check with Jordan about the his cleats. He has what appear to be metallic logos on the side. Not sure if that's from Foothill High School, what those are from, but they're kind of flashy. Swung on line just over Connor McCoy into right center field. It's scooting. Runner's going to be able to score as Tyler Thompson had to quickly keep it from getting back to the wall. The relay throw comes in, gets away momentarily, but it'll be an RBI single. It's now 7-2. It just, once it hit the grass, it didn't slow down. It just kept scooting. And Thompson had put on the burners to keep it from becoming an extra base hit. It looked for a moment like McCoy might have been able to leap and grab it. He would have needed just one step on the ladder to get there, though. 7-2 now, and Matt Mascio at the plate. Mascio hits one through the hole right side, base hit. The base runner had to dodge it and almost hit him, and if it had, he would have been out. But it didn't. And still nobody out, so trouble for Jordan Akins. I need him to get to his form here. That aforementioned previous appearance, not getting an out. You can't relive that. You certainly don't want him to relive that. Runners on first and second. First pitch to Mateo Hamm. It's a called strike 0-1. So Jordan's getting some, getting strikes in there. It's just they put it in play. Three hits in this inning. Breaking ball over for a strike, 0-2. Let's see what he comes back with. Sun setting now and nice orange hue, orange-blue hue over the peaks of Lassen. And as we look the other direction, other mountains, just a beautiful night at this ballpark. Bounces it, but Schrodel keeps it in front of him. No harm. 1-2 the count. I would imagine it's all hands on deck out in the bullpen. Not sure who the starter will be tomorrow. It may depend on who has to work tonight. 0-2 pitch coming from Akins. Good fastball. Took a good cut, fouled it off, and it played pinball with the catcher and the umpire back there. Oliver Gunn kind of shaken up a little bit, I think, with the ball, and Schrodel doing what a good catcher does. He goes out to talk to Akins at the mound, let the umpire keep his head from spinning, kind of. It jars you a little bit, if you've ever caught or umpired. You know, Akins has a good fastball. And even if you're wearing that and that mask, well, you know, it's made to keep you from getting a broken bone, but it's not made to keep you from getting rattled. Quickly, body's moving out there in the pen. Horsley, I believe, is probably catching. Looks like Billy's up. Looks like Billy Plummer is getting loose. Swings and misses that one. Good strikeout for Akins. He needed that. So Hamm, the nine-hitter, goes down on strikes. One out now. Runners on first and second for Eric Smelko. Smelko was 0 for tonight. But he has been a pesky leadoff hitter in this series. Colt 45s have not had a ton of base runners, but leaving too many on again, I think. Swung on, bounced towards short. Could be two. Kadama to McCoy. Low throw, scooped out by Tweet. A 6-4-3 twin killing ends the top of the sixth. They get one run on three hits, no errors, and a man left on base. We go now to the bottom of the sixth. Let's see if the Colt 45s can ride that one to something good. You're listening to Reading Baseball on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Come on, let's sit down together.
I could stay here forever. Friendly smiles, family and friends, place piled high with happiness. Like bedtime, it feels like home to me. Can't explain it, you just have to see. Like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
A new fun game for the kids between innings there. A beach ball race. They had to hold this beach ball between their legs and go out and run around Connor McCoy, who was out there. Homer's on vacation, so got around Connor McCoy to get back for a prize. So, pretty cool. We have a new pitcher in the game. I'm more interested in the beach ball game. But I'm told that the new pitcher is a big guy, Jordan Forrester, big right-hander. We'll learn a little bit more about him. He will face Tanner Tweet to start things off. First look at Forrester in this series. On the season, he's 1-2. This is his fourth appearance of a 6.35 earned run average. And 11 and a third, he's allowed 14 hits, 8 earned runs. He's walked 6 and a dozen strikeouts. First pitch, swung on, drilled into left field, base hit. Tanner Tweet not goofing around. So he's back on the hit parade. Good to see that. His first hit of the night. Chris Brew now to the plate. Bouncing to a 1-6-3 double play. You have to give credit to that starting pitcher for them, who did such a good job and, in fact, started that DP. Vagel, the books closed on him. 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Right now the game is his. He stands to be the winning pitcher. If the Colt 45s can't make a mess of that, which would be what fans here want to see. First pitch to Chris Brew over for a strike, 0-1. Hey, tonight's Redding Family Medical Group night over at the Third Base Club Pavilion. Redding Family Medical Group, offices of Dr. Short, Dr. Harden, Dr. Maples, Dr. T. Sullivan, Dr. Bonnet, Dr. R. Sullivan, Dr. J. Ratnam, taking care of Redding for more than 38 years. Glad to see Redding Family Medical Group out in the Third Base Club VIP. Go to ReddingColt45s.com to learn more about how you can enjoy the pavilion. 0-2 pitch. Brew takes one outside over at first base. Tweet was faking the steal. He has good speed. Right now, I don't want to take the bat out of anybody's hands. Needing 5 runs. Don't have to get them all at once. This is the bottom of the sixth. So almost half a game left if you look at it properly. Takes out one for a ball, 2-2. Jordan Forrester, 6'3". He's a little beard. I think a lot of these guys have beards after being here 3 days. Bounced left side, shortstop, bobbles it, makes a long throw, doesn't get him. It was in the hole. He really had to range to get it. I'm not sure what they're going to rule it. We'll wait and see. It would have been a tough play, but probably is an error, and it is. It would be kind of a homer deal if you gave him a hit there, especially considering Brew doesn't have great speed, and that does hurt you in that because the official scorekeeper says has to look at it as would a reasonable effort resulted in an out. And he almost, it wasn't close when he made the throw. He was thinking he might have been able to get a double play, but that wasn't in the cards. E6, 2 on, nobody out. Here's Machuca. Misses low on his first pitch, 1-0. Forrester again, trying to get on the same page. Bounces one up with his catcher, and it gets away. Masio tried to block it. It hit him a couple of times, but got away. It's now a 2-0 count. Men on second and third on the wild pitch, and Machuca you know, a little base hit, and all of a sudden you got some bingo going. Brew does not run extremely well, but Tweet would be a threat to score on a fly ball on a sack. He's solid base runner. That one misses low. 3-0. So now they might be pitching around Machuca a little bit here. Nobody up in the bullpen. Forrester pitches for Folsom Lake College. Fastball. High chopper, first base side. Run's going to score as he fields it over there at first and steps on the bag. Really no other play for Giacomini. And give him an RBI. So the three unassisted brings in Tanner Tweet. And it brings up Kyle Schrodel. Kyle looking for his first hit of the night. Right-handed batter stands in. Runner at third and Forrester working from the stretch. Shows some pretty good heat there, but it was up and away. She looked a little frustrated. Saw some frustration there in his mannerism afterwards. He wears the stocking tie, as does the man at the plate, Kyle Schrodel. 1-0 pitch. That one's low, 2-0. The Folsom Lake College Falcons, or if you mispronounce it, the Falcons. The Falcons. Forrester out of Columbia, Idaho. Swung on, hit to center. Bayana going to tag. The catch is made. Andy coming in. The throw hits the cutoff man. Slides ahead of the relay. And it's now 7-4. And that's how you do it. So give the sacrifice fly in RBI. Schrodel does his job. And Connor McCoy. And not to be unkind, but with the number of strikeouts that the Colt 45s have had this year, good things happen when you put the ball in play, even if it's just moving a guy over on an infield out or getting a sack fly. You give your team a chance. Here's the kid, Connor McCoy, looking for a three-hit day. Slow roller to second, going to be close. Fielded the throw. He just did get him over at first base. McCoy hustling down the line, but well played at second base. Colt 45's got a couple of runs on a hit. It was an error that helped it along. We go now to the top of the seventh. It's getting closer. You like that, don't you? It's 7-4. This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the seventh, Colt 45's going to hold them right here. Aikens back out to pitch. Baseball scoreboard, middle of the eighth now. Rangers lead the White Sox 6-5. Giants on top of the D-backs in the fifth, 5-4. The Twins, we told you earlier, beat the Royals 5-3. We'll just get you those scores. Cardinals over the Angels 4-2. Mets whip the Cubs 10-2 at Wrigley. Marlins on top of the Phillies 5-3. Harper and Hoskins both homered in that one for the losing Phillies. Riddle homered for Miami. Still want to call them Florida. The Blue Jays beat the Red Sox 8-7. Pirates over the Padres 6-3. It was the A's holding on to win that one 4-2 over the Rays. Chapman got a homer. And the Orioles beat the Mariners 8-4. It was the Indians shutting out the Tigers 2-0. Leadoff hitter here off of Akins, and you heard the noise to start the seventh is Cody Banks. And Banks has been a thorn in the side with there's the RBI or the single to left to lead things off. He had the big 3-1 homer in the second. Brewers beat the Reds 6-5. Braves over the Nationals 13-9. That is the final. Braves got 9 of those runs after the sixth. That's maybe some good vibe juju for the Colt 45s if they could do the same. Akins checks a runner at first. Good.